This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Medical dosing based on race lacks scientific evidence and may harm patients, NEJM analysis warns. Editorially reviewed by Prof. G. Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A new analysis published in the New England Journal of Medicine challenges the widespread practice of adjusting medication dosages based on patient race, arguing that such approaches lack robust scientific foundation and may perpetuate health disparities. The perspective piece examines how racial categories in clinical practice often serve as poor proxies for the complex genetic, environmental, and social factors that truly influence drug response. Key takeaways: race-based dosing recommendations lack precision and may not reflect actual biological differences in drug metabolism. Genetic ancestry and self-identified race often correlate poorly with pharmacokinetic responses. Alternative approaches using specific biomarkers and pharmacogenetic testing could improve treatment precision. Multiple medications currently have race-based dosing recommendations in clinical guidelines. Problems with race-based medical dosing. Key limitations identified in current clinical practice: genetic oversimplification, high-impact environmental factors ignored, significant social determinants overlooked, important individual variation, highly variable source. NEJM analysis, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News Scientific Foundation. Under question, the NEJM analysis highlights fundamental problems with using race as a biological variable in medical dosing. Current practice often assumes that racial categories reflect meaningful genetic differences in drug metabolism, but growing evidence suggests this approach oversimplifies complex pharmacokinetic processes. Research has shown that genetic variations affecting drug metabolism exist on a continuum across populations, rather than clustering neatly within racial categories. The analysis points to examples where individuals within the same racial group show enormous variation in drug response, while some individuals from different racial backgrounds may have similar pharmacokinetic profiles. Impact on clinical decision-making. Clinicians frequently encounter dosing guidelines that recommend different starting doses or dose adjustments based on patient race, particularly for medications affecting cardiovascular, psychiatric, and pain management conditions. The FDA has approved labeling for several medications that include race-specific dosing recommendations. However, the NEJM perspective argues that these recommendations may lead to suboptimal care. For more evidence-based approaches to clinical updates, see our Clinical Updates section. Patients may receive inappropriate doses that either fail to achieve therapeutic benefit or increase risk of adverse effects when race is used as a primary determinant of dosing strategy. Alternative approaches to precision medicine. The analysis advocates for more sophisticated approaches to personalized dosing that move beyond racial categories. Pharmacogenetic testing can identify specific genetic variants that directly influence drug metabolism, providing more precise guidance for dose selection. Additionally, the authors suggest incorporating measures of kidney and liver function, body composition, and other physiological factors that directly affect drug disposition. These biomarker-based approaches could improve therapeutic outcomes while avoiding the problematic assumptions inherent in race-based dosing. Implications for health equity. Beyond scientific concerns, the perspective raises important questions about how race-based dosing may perpetuate health disparities. When clinical guidelines embed racial assumptions, they may inadvertently reinforce biological explanations for health differences that actually stem from social and environmental factors. The World Health Organization has increasingly emphasized the importance of addressing social determinants of health rather than attributing health differences primarily to biological factors. This analysis adds to growing calls for more nuanced approaches to precision medicine that account for the full complexity of factors influencing drug response. Race-based dosing recommendations often lack the precision needed for optimal clinical care and may perpetuate unfounded biological assumptions about racial differences. Analysis authors, NEJM Perspective, 2024. What this means for patients. discuss with healthcare providers whether genetic testing or other biomarkers might provide better guidance for medication dosing than race alone. For clinicians, consider moving beyond race-based dosing guidelines toward more precise biomarker-driven approaches when available. For policymakers, support development of evidence-based dosing strategies that avoid oversimplified racial categorizations. Frequently asked questions: why do current medical guidelines include race-based dosing recommendations? Many guidelines incorporated racial categories as proxies for genetic differences when more precise testing methods were unavailable. However, advances in pharmacogenetics now offer more accurate approaches to personalized dosing. How can doctors provide personalized medicine without using race? Clinicians can use pharmacogenetic testing, kidney and liver function tests, body composition measurements, and other biomarkers that directly influence how the body processes medications. What should patients do if their medication has race-based dosing recommendations? Patients should discuss with their healthcare providers whether alternative approaches, such as genetic testing or closer monitoring, might provide more personalized and effective treatment. The movement toward precision medicine offers opportunities to improve therapeutic outcomes while moving beyond problematic racial categorizations in clinical practice. As pharmacogenetic testing becomes more accessible and affordable, healthcare systems will need to develop new frameworks for implementing truly personalized dosing strategies. This transition represents both a scientific advancement and an important step toward more equitable medical care that recognizes the complex interplay of factors influencing individual drug responses. Source: Prescription Without Precision: Dangers of Dosing on the Basis of Race as Biology.